to say that for me. Do not play politics with my school. Thank you. Do not play politics with FAMU.
About 200 students stood outside of the FAMU administration building Thursday before bringing their pro-Mangum protest to the Capitol. Democratic Representative Alan Williams of Tallahassee, an alumnus, accuses Mangum's opponents on the board of being reckless with the school's reputation. They should consider resigning, Williams said.
Doesn't provide any continuity, doesn't provide any support to the university. And I think folks are starting to get frustrated and tired of not only the brand of FAMU being tarnished, I think they're getting tired of the efforts and the work of the chair and others on the board of trustees.
Calling an emergency meeting was unwarranted, Williams said, especially when two audits, one by the Auditor General and another by legislative auditors, are still looking into Mangum's alleged financial improprieties.
Or something this significant, it should have, one, been held, you know, in open forum and not on a telephone call. I think the university, its alumni, the history, the legacy, you owe it more to the university. You owe it more to all those groups than to have it on a phone call.
Brooksy McGraw, a 20-year-old FAMU student from Gainesville, was organizing a pro-Mangum protest minutes after the board meeting.
Our president is trying to make a change around FAMU, and that's exactly what we need. We need a positive impact, and she brings a positive impact to us in the student body.
McGraw serves in the Student Senate and as a school ambassador. She says her effort to recruit new students is growing more difficult because of the controversy. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.